item number two.
Item number two is from the zoo director. An informational report regarding a revenue deficit of over $75,000 for 2011. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. The report we submitted was for the end of April and included a $416,000 revenue shortfall. At that time of the report, we were able to select or designate several funds for of expenditures and could offset that revenue shortfall with expenditure savings. I would say that May was no better, and that at the end of May we were $1.2 million short. If the year were to end at that point, we would be about $500,000 of a net revenue shortfall. If you were here this spring, you know this is the lousiest spring that we've had in many, many years, if not history, and especially weekends. And the attendance that we normally would have had during the spring just did not come. We've missed that opportunity for those people who come multiple times during the year and spend money at the zoo. We are trying to make that up. June seems to be turning around somewhat, and we will continue throughout the year. We have an expenditure freeze except for animal care, revenue production, and any safety concerns at the zoo. Answer any questions if you have some.
Any questions? Supervisor DeBorn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've been here before with this for many years, and I remember, gosh, 6-7 years ago, we did a 20-year history of the zoo where there's always been projected deficits at this time of year and then the seasonal changes. But there's always been, kind of given the seasonal nature of the zoo, this kind of history. And I'm hoping that we can figure out a way to budget better or more. We didn't figure it out back then, so I don't know if it's possible now, but I do think that there needs to be, I hope, a little additional follow-up to try and figure out how if we can have a budget document that doesn't swing so much for you. And I don't know whether there's a way in which some of the actions that are taken in the Parks Department, where they're better able to control on a daily basis the outflows, I think that might be helpful to take a look at as well. But I do want to note that you are offsetting your projected revenue deficit so far, and that's about the most we can ask for as far as the bottom line. So I appreciate that as well. So hopefully, maybe, you know, I don't know whether there's a possibility to work something before budget, but if there is, I'm certainly open to it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you. What about that partnership with the Zoological Society? I thought we were looking at a private partnership with the zoo. How's that coming along? How's that agreement coming?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, it's going just great. The society has been a great supporter, not only from a membership and public relations aspect and capital campaign and budget aspect, but with our operating budget. They also have a Zoo Pass Plus, which pays for parking for their members, which they in turn pay to us as they give it to them free. So from a financial aspect, they've been a very good, solid partner, and they have had some issues early this spring, too, because people, if they didn't come to the zoo, they didn't renew their membership at that time. Certainly May and June have picked up for them, too. So they're committed to financial support of the zoo, and we just met with the board on Tuesday evening with their board meeting, and they're solid right now and certainly looking forward to next year too.
How's that butterfly exhibit coming along?
It's doing pretty well. We had a little rough start. You can't force butterflies to be on exhibit if they don't want to be. They hide really well. So we beefed up the population, and we've been doing well since about Memorial Day.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Wickenhauser, can you briefly talk about your summer education program?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, the summer educational programs are operated by the Zoological Society. They have a series of summer camps, mostly single-day opportunities for half-day or full-day at the zoo. Those are significantly full at this point. I know I just went to sign up my grandchildren for some in July and had to pull a few strings to get them in. But they're doing well. In the past, they've been as much as 90% full, if not more. The other new educational opportunity that we have this year is Coles Wild Theater, which is a free performance-based conservation and education message. They have five performances throughout the day. Those occur in good weather in the same outdoor theater that we have the bird show in, and if not, they're in the gathering place or in the Peck Welcome Center.
Okay. And I, too, had the same problem over a weekend. It seemed like every class I wanted filled up, so, but I wasn't able to pull it in strength, so.
Make sure.
But did you try?
No.
Then I don't believe that.
I'll leave you my card.
Yeah. Supervisor DeVore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had a quick question or two on the zoological agreement. When Ms. Ash was our county board legislative staff for parks issues, when she was still here, at that time, I thought she was telling us that there wasn't a current agreement with the Zoological Society, or signed agreement, or that it hadn't been updated in many years. Could you let us know the status of that agreement?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, the memorandum of understanding with the Zoological Society automatically renews. So there is one in place that identifies the responsibilities of each group, respectively. We have talked with the Zoological Society, with Dr. Burt Davis, who's their CEO. He and I meet on a weekly basis. I know he has started discussions with his staff regarding any changes that they would like to see. We will be doing the same thing. In order to discontinue the memorandum of understanding, you have to provide a one fiscal year in advance notice that we choose not to renew it, or that we want to renegotiate that. We're doing that on a friendly basis, and I would say that perhaps as I get to spend more time with the county executive also and find out his concerns and explain the relation to them, that perhaps this fall we could address that, and we could give notice in December that we would, in the following year, would want to renew that or renegotiate that.
And I'm not suggesting that we back out an agreement with the Zoological Society. I think
no.
That would be insanity from operational perspective of the zoo. I do, however, Ms. Ash had really looked into it, especially when former County Executive Walker had proposed the Zoological Society, in essence, taking over the zoo and the strengths and weaknesses of that organization versus ours, and you know the pros and cons of that. And as part of the outgrowth of that, I think she was very strong in her belief that the current MOU could use some strengthening from the county's perspective. And so I would just request that as you relook at that MOU, I would request, Mr. Chairman, that our staff, Mr. Boltman and perhaps Mr. Cady as well, sit down and talk to you about what's in it, what are the pros and cons from your position as administrator of the zoo in that agreement, where there might be areas where it could be strengthened or not, so that you bring our staff into that discussion. Clearly, that's a vehicle that's really important to both the Zoological Society and the zoo. But I do think that to the extent there was starting to be an in-depth look at it by our own county board research staff, based on discussions with you and other members at the zoo, other staff at the zoo, that she felt that that was an area that we might be able to make some strides in. So I would request that our staff follow up with you in looking at that issue. I'm not saying it would cure all the county's financial woes, but it really hasn't really been significantly revised for quite some time, and I think that was considered one of the biggest opportunities to do some restructuring of finances is through that MOU.
Okay. Any further questions? Seeing none? Thank you.
Thank you.